So, folks, welcome to another podcast. I'm here with one of my colleagues, Alan Holloway, who I commonly call the Doctor, and he's just finished a fantastic adult learning course with another colleague of ours, Louise, this morning on moths. And you might think moths are one of those things you just see come out of a cupboard or, you know, flying around a lamp at night. The amount of moths that we've got in the United Kingdom, Alan, are absolutely incredible, mate, aren't they?
That's right. Official numbers are 2,400 species, but what with climate change and various other things, pressures on the habitat, that changes. But the ones we lose, the species that we're losing, there's a plus side because moths from the continental Europe are coming in.
Yeah, right.
So a lot of lepidopterists are getting really excited because you're getting all these different moth species and butterfly species coming in.
That's fantastic. One of the things I have to say also, folks, is that you know, you talk about moths and people look at you a little bit strange, don't you, when you open your mouth. When I first did a course with Alan and he opened my world to understanding how many species there were, I couldn't believe it, and they're absolutely beautiful, mate. Can you describe a couple of them to us here?
Well,
that's a buff tip, isn't it, down there?
Yeah, we're looking at a moth which is a master of camouflage. It's called the buff tip, and when it's at rest, it looks for all the world like the broken end of a silver birch twig.
And I'm looking at him here, folks. I've got him on my hand. He's just crawling to the end of my finger here. Absolute camouflage. It really does look like, I should try and get a picture of this up, it does look like a broken twig,
yeah,
as you're
saying, mate. You would swear it was the broken end of a silver birch twig. It just disappears, and that's its survival tactic, is to keep still, try and fool you into thinking it's not edible, it's a bit of wood.
Gorgeous looking, beautiful colour, the same as a silver birch with that little broken bit of golden wood on the end. That's a cracker, isn't it?
Yeah, beautiful. One of my favourites.
And you've also got in here a lobster moth, mate, yeah?
Yeah, odd thing. Odd name, not odd thing. It's one of the hairy moths. And to look at it, hang on a moment. A lobster moth is one of the, as I say, hairier moths. You may look at it and think, well, there's nothing about a lobster at all about this moth. And you're right, there isn't. But if you ever see its caterpillar, its larva, it's very long, very big caterpillar. And it has the spade-like tail of a lobster.
Ah, okay. Okay, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And the larvae has unusually long legs, which it stretches out. So basically, it's trying to convince you that it's not a caterpillar and edible, but an alien that will eat you. well, you know, I'm exaggerating, obviously, but that's how it gets its name.
Beautiful. It's a gorgeous sort of buff colour with little tones of darker grey down the back, and really fantastic antennae settling down on Alan's hand right now. And I just want to explain where we are, folks. We're standing in the middle of Nowell Wood, which is our private educational nature reserve here at the Surrey Wildlife Trust, and it was about 35 degrees yesterday, Celsius in the United Kingdom.
That's
today,
right.
It's much cooler, mate, isn't it?
Yeah,
and these moths are a bit cool, so they're quite static on our hand, but they're starting to shiver their wings to warm themselves up, aren't they?
When they shiver their wings like they're just doing now, that's to get the old flight muscles into top condition so they can fly away.
Fantastic. And we've got another, a Rolls-Royce down here, haven't we, mate?
Everybody's favourite.
A lime hawk moth. Oh,
yeah,
my
the
goodness.
The hawk moths are the largest
that
of our moths.
That is beautiful, isn't it? Gosh.
And this particular one is, as Hayden said, the lime hawk. And they are fairly common to this part of Surrey. But they're called hawk moths because, not because they look like a hawk, because they fly very fast like a hawk.
Yeah, right.
The bigger ones have often been confused when they're in flight for small birds.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the biggest that we get here?
I think probably the biggest is the infamous death's head hawk moth, which is, I think, is more of a visitor. But the elephant hawk moth is another one, which is rather beautiful. It's all green and pink.
Oh, that's so stunning. This one, folks, has got it's got sort of a little scalloped edge on its wing. It is definitely beautiful shades of lime green. It's probably about 2.5-3 inches across, would you say? Two inches? No, maybe
two and a half inches,
about, you know, 5-6 centimetres across in its wingspan. Beautiful colours on it, and as Alan said, they're the biggest species that we get in the United Kingdom. But This has been a fantastic morning for everyone that's come. Alan had about 10 participants on this little educational learning program this morning. He put a trap out, a moth trap, which is a non-lethal trap, out last night, and had a monster haul, didn't you?
I tried two different lamps. One was a low intensity ultraviolet lamp, which did very well. And we, in fact, in one of them, we caught one of these hawk moths. The other one was a high intensity mercury vapor lamp, and it was astronomical. We were just sort of overwhelmed by the number of species, the variety of species.
Moth-tastic.
Yes, moth-tastic, absolutely. It exceeded my expectations. And everybody was blown away, literally, by the sheer variety and also by the colour and the patination on the wings.
Mm.
They weren't prepared for that at all. They thought it was, you know, moths are brown. Yeah, they're not. Not all of them. A lot of them are, but not all of them.
I think it's the way you describe them too, mate. You describe them in great ways, what they look like. You compare it to,
yeah,
you know, there's ones that you say look like ninjas and things like that as well. And it's very true. When someone explains them to you like that, you definitely get a really greater understanding. And I have to say, folks, I just wanted to share this little interesting sort of discussion with another fascinating person that I know in the world and has taught me so much about. There goes our lime hawk moth, just flew off into the trees there. Brilliant, what a great finish. But another fascinating person that I work with, Dr. Holloway, thank you as always, mate. Folks, we'll put a few of these beautiful moth pictures up on online as well, so you can have a look at them. Thanks, big fella.
You're welcome. There we are.